an Alf a an Alf an a Bez, but shine how you knit many yams, shnemas, a hoydish. He used to be back in the olden days. This mission is a continuation of the beginning of the new parak, the laws of a bote ori choyma. The halacha is if a person owns a home in a walled city from the time of Yoshua Benon in Eretz Yisrael, which I don't even know which where they are anymore, if they even exist. A walled city from the time of Yoshua Benon. The halacha is that if you sell it, to your friend, not makdisha, you sell it to your friend, you can force your friend to sell it back to you for the same amount of money you gave him within a year. So whatever, if I paid, let's say I sold it, I took $1,000 from argument's
sake. It's a house or
a house? Field? A house, a bais. A bais in the Boter Yechayma, in a walled city from Tam Yishuv Benon, I sell it, I receive, let's say, $1,000, and I have exactly 1 year. If I wish, I can go knock on his door. Here's the $1,000 you gave me. I want the house back. Get out of the house. You can do that. You can force him. Come with the police. He has no choice. He must take the money and you get the house back. So yes, you learn some of the basic halachas. The halacha question is, when can you start to force him? Can you start to force him immediately after the law, after you take the money? Or do you have to wait at least 2 days? That was one topic of discussion. Another topic was what's called a year. Is it a year, if it's an Ibiyar, 13 months? What about the secular day? In other words, the moon, the Shemesh, 365 days you can buy it back. And then we had a whole topic about even the hour, the minute. If you sold in the house at 346, so you can buy it back until 365 days later, let's say on January 14th at 3:46, so you can buy back until next year, January 14th, until 3:45, until the moment, the very last moment. Because that was all the various laws. Now the mission is continuing. What happened was the people, like this is human nature, they would delay, they would sell a field, and then they would have charata, and they would delay buying it back until the very, very last minute.
Okay, that life, house, field, it's the same thing?
Only a sada, only a bais. Only a bais does not apply to a sada. A sada, you don't have to do anything. Okay. A sada, it comes yovel, you get it back. A sada, there's nothing you need to do. You automatically get it back, and it comes yovel. A bais, you'll never get back. If you sell a bais in a walled city, a bais that you own in a walled city, And it comes yovel, nothing happens, the person keeps it forever. It doesn't make a difference. You have exactly 1 year, regardless of when yovel is, passes the yovel, does not pass through yovel, you have exactly 1 year to buy it back. If you fail to buy it back within 1 year, then you lose it forever. You cannot force the buyer to give it back to you. Look, you may be able to make him an offer he can't refuse. If he gave me $1,000,
and
you want to give him $1 million, he'll give it back, because hate. But for the $1,000 that you receive, you cannot force him unless you only can force him to give back to you within 12 months. Once 12 months pass, there's nothing you can possibly do. So that's halacha now. So what would happen? People had a tendency to wait until the very, very last minute. They waited until the very last minute. And then at the very last minute, they would go to the buyer and they would give him the money, give him the $1,000 to buy the bias back on the very, very last minute. Now the buyer did not want to give it back. The buyer was very pleased that he purchased the bias. So what would he do? He would go into hiding. He was unavailable. He would not answer his phone. He would not answer the door.
Right,
he would disappear.
Right.
Unavailable. So therefore, the day would pass, and the seller would not be able to find the buyer.
Right.
And then once the time expires, there's nothing the seller can do to force the buyer to give him back the sadeh. So Barishayna, people would go and they would take advantage. Barishayna, haya nitman yom shnei masra chaydesh. She would hide. Kidei shihei cholud loy. So the person who bought the bias, it would be cholud, it would be permanently in his possession. So that's not nice. You're taking advantage of the halacha.
Right.
So therefore, along came Hillel came along in order to prevent people from taking advantage of the halacha. Hiskin Hillel.
But if you Hillel want to go, was what?
Hillel was the Nasi.
He was the Nasi.
He made a takana, exactly. It's a Hiskin takana, the whole sugya of making takanas. It's a very big topic, of the discussion, all the various rules of takanas. Who made the takanas? Need a bezdin? Can you be oikar takana? Gadol, mimenu, b'chachma, b'minyu, but in any event, Hiskin Hillel, shehei choylish, with chaylish, an unusual word, which means to give, deposit. Instead of going to the buyer and giving him the money and forcing him to relinquish, you go to Beis Din. Go to Beis Din, and you give Beis Din the money, and you make a statement, I'm buying back my bias, and that's enough. So Hiskin Hillel, Sheyehei Choylesh, Me'oisav, you can deposit the money. If you receive for the bias $1,000, you take that $1,000, and you go to Beis Din, and you give it to Beis Din, and you make a declaration, I want to redeem my house, Choylesh Me'oisav L'lishka, L'lishka V'her means in the chamber. Which chamber is this? L'chara means... It means Hill was the Nasi. I guess it means I'm not sure which Lishka, the Beis Hamikdash. It was a Beis Din, the Sanhedrin Agadol, and the Lishka Sagozis. L'chari means the Lishka Sagozis in the Beis Hamikdash. You go to Lishka Sagozis, v'yeshoyver es adelas. You break down the door. You then after you go and you give the money to the Beis Din, to Lishka Sagozis. You go. The door is locked. You go to your home. You break down the door, and v'nichnas. You can enter. You can take back your property. A Masai. When and if you write and now a Masai, or if you want to change gears in the side of the Gemara, I have over here my Gemara in Ois Yud to the Tzionim, and he writes over here in Ois Yud ve Masai, and whenever the buyer wants to get his money, he'll go to the bank, he'll go to the Lishka Sagozis and pick up the money from the secretary ve Masai. Whenever sheyirtz halaz yava vital es moisav. Halaz means this fellow. Halaz means this fellow. Ish halaz. Omarava. Now, Omarava. Now, Rava is going to make a dig now. Over here, what is halach? Over here, we're allowing you to give the money to the Beit Lishka against the will of the buyer. So here we want to extrapolate the halachas to all the general halachas. When a person, if you give money to a person against their will, is that called a nesina? Lamai nafkamina, if a man says to a woman,
or is it called a kinyan?
Is it called both? Is it called even? Let's just say, has the money been transferred? We'll see right away what we mean in the Gemara. The Gemara gives an example. What's the example? A man says to his wife, "I want to divorce you. I'm only going to divorce you. I'm only going to give." He's holding up her get. Okay, he's holding up his wife. He's not giving her a get, and he says to her, "I will only divorce you if you give me money." Nasty man. Okay, he has a wife in the Huda. I'm not going to divorce you unless you give me a lot of money. And the woman comes with the money. She comes with a bag of money. Here it is. And the man sees that she's going to give him the money. He's not going to be able to torture her anymore.
Right.
Right? It's not just the money. He wants to torture her.
Right.
So she comes with a bag of money. Here's the money. And he says, no, not today. Come back another time. Not today. I'm busy today. So she says, "No, I want my get. I want it now. We're getting divorced." And she throws the money in his face. She throws the money into his. She smashes the dining room window, and she throws the money into the house. So he told her, "Don't you dare! I don't want the money today. I made it tonight. Give her a get. The get was already given. The get was given. The get's in her hands. All she needs to do to conclude the divorce is to give him. Yes." Yes, so it went to Beis Din. What?
There's no krisus.
There is krisus. That's a sugi misal tikin. Let's not go there now. That's not our sugi. We have to. Let's stay focused on that topic. He gave her a get. It's a valid get. It's a valid get. Okay, it's a valid get. What is krisus? It's a valid. You're referring to a sugi where the tanai is in effect for the rest of his life. The Gemara discussed exactly your shaila. There are different types of conditions. If the condition is in effect for the rest of us, I'll divorce you, almanas, that for the rest of your life, you don't eat peanuts. He knows his wife, she loves peanuts. So he says, I'm going to torture you for the rest of your life. I'm divorcing you. Here's the divorce. And the divorce, almanas, that for the rest of your life, you don't eat peanuts. So that's not called krisus, because she's always bound. That's not severance, because she's always bound to fulfill this tonight. But if he says to her, I'm going to give you a divorce tonight, provided that you're not going to eat peanuts until the day before you die, even though she does not know the day before she dies, and therefore that's technically not called krisus. That's called krisus, because since there will come a point in time when she'll be able to eat the peanuts the day before she dies, so then she'll have one day in her life when she'll be completely severed. So therefore, it's a get out tonight. So that tonight's okay. Therefore, she's divorced right away. Okay, this is a complicated case, I told you. But let's not go there. Now, that's not our sugya. So you can't have a situation with this number. Here, it's very simple. The man gives the woman a get, and he says to her, the get, it's in your possession. You're divorced, and the divorce will take effect the moment you give me money. When I get the money, then the get goes into effect. She takes the get, she earns money, she raises the money, she finally has enough money, she comes to him and he says, here's the money. And he sees now that his dream is going out the window, he will no longer be able to have the pleasure of torturing her. So therefore, he says to her, don't give me the money now. I want to have my fun. I want another year of this torture. Okay, don't give me the money now. And she says, you Russia, here's the money. And she breaks the dining room window, she throws the money into the house. The question is she divorced? In halacha, is there such a thing as giving a person money against their will? Is there such a thing? So here we have a sugi right in front of our mishnah, our eyes. We have here a person, he has a bias. He wants to buy the bias, he sold the bias. He wants to buy the bias back. The buyer played games, he would run away, he would go into hiding, so it should not be available. Along came Hillel, and Hillel says, guess what, I'm going to make a takana, you can give him the money against his will. Now the fact that Hillel...
We can accept the money for him.
Exactly. The Bezdin will serve as his agent against his will, and therefore basically you can give a person the money against his will. Now the case of the Mishnah...
When is the divorce?
Let's say it's Mikhail
Lava. At the time when the money,
yes. Or you want to say it's retroactively? Inacham, maybe it's retroactively. Inacham, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, it's not later on when the...
No, that's the question. The question is, if it's considered to be a valid Nesina, then whatever the Tanai is, a divorce.
Right,
so that's not what to get. For argument's sake, it's Mikhail Lava. She got the money. If you hold it, if you give money to a person against his will, it's not called a valid Nesina. It's not called a Nesina, so he never got the money. Even if physically she put the money in his possession, it's not called that.
But this is a little bit different. It's not putting
exactly
it in his possession.
There are two major exactly.
It's like an escrow account.
Exactly.
And it's a Bezdin. Yeah.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. There are two major differences between our mission and the case that we just cited. Number one is that it's not in his presence. It's Shaloi Bafanov. Okay, that's the first difference. Okay, it's the first difference. It's Shaloi Bafanov. He's not present. In the case of the Isha, she is giving the money to him in his face, right in front of him. Here, the person is giving the money not to him. He's giving the money to an agent. So it's not exactly the same. Okay, so let's focus on that one difference. So this is what it says in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah basically teaches us that Hillel was misakin, that you can give money to a person against their will, only a takana. But if not for Hillel's takana, the indication is it would not work.
And it's also hefka bezin hefka, or
when it comes to money, bezin has total control. That's a common theme that goes through Shas. When it comes to money, bezin has full control. They can decide who gets money and does not get money.
Right.
Along came Hillel. He used that power to make his takana that the money is given over, that he has received the money. So it's mashma. If not for his takana, it wouldn't work.
Right.
So that would indicate that at face value, before we go into the differences as Shlomo just pointed out, at face value that would indicate that if you give a person the money against their will, they do not want to work, it's not called an asina. Therefore, what would the halacha be in a case when a man gives a woman a divorce and he makes a tanai, you're only going to be divorced on manas, and you give me the money, and she gives him the money against his will.
She gives it to him.
And she's not called divorced. She's a married woman. She's an eshes ish, because it's only because of the takana of Hillel. In this very specific case, do we consider that he has received the money and therefore the bias is going to be with you? But ordinarily not. That's the Gemara's first take on the sugya. The second take on the sugya is, you can't compare exactly what you said. Because here, in the case, you know why you need Hill to make a takana? Because Hill is going a step further. Because Bezdin is not present. The Bezdin is not the person. The person is not present. He ran away. So who are you giving the money to? You're giving the money to a third party. You're not giving the money directly to the person.
Right.
Okay, but what would be what would be if you gave the money? What would be if you gave the money directly to him?
It would be good.
Even against his will, it would be mashma. It would be possibly. It would be a good matana. It would be considered to be a valid matana.
Well, you don't know
what.
I mean, there's no raya from
that. And there's no raya.
I mean, there's no raya because he was misakin that. That the right.
Exactly. That's exactly that. I already told you the whole Daf Gemara already. Okay, I told you until the next Mishnah. Okay, we can. But let's read the Mishnah we have. Amar Rava. Mitakonosa shel Hillel. We can learn the following Yisoid. Hare, a man says to a woman, a nasty case. Hare Zagitech. Al manas shetitnili mosayim zuz. I must give me 200 zuz. Vinostaloi. And that's, she gives him the money. Midaitai. Migoy reshes. Bal korchoi. Let's say she gives him the money against us. Well, I don't want to accept it. Eina migoreshes. Why? How do I know that halacha? Because mid it's tzrich leil hillel l'sakuni. Since we need hillel to make this takana, nesina ba'al karchoi, having nesina, we need hillel to institute a takana. It's not a deraisa. It's a derabana. And nesina ba'al karchoi is called nesina. It's mashma. That's stamazoi. Ha ba'alma nesina ba'al karchoi lo having nesina. Mas the Rapapa Vitema Ravashi, some Ravashi, what's the Rai exactly? Shlaim Shem's Kash, Mamshi's Ulamam, the whole Chaka, people sit around the table over here in the 21st century. The Mamish go through, Mamish will never write him say. He's usually the guy that does that for us. But tonight, it was your honor to get the covet. Okay? He's getting warmed up first. So Vidil Masra Papa, Vitema Ravashi, Vidilma, maybe Kishrach, little Sakuni, Shaloi Bifana. It's the comparing apples and oranges. The case of the Mishnah is going with Shlomo Bifanov. That's where we need Hill to step in. Avol Bifanov. Well, let's say the person is present. Bein midai. The bein balkar chayachav matana. It's good matana. Okay. Yeah. Therefore, it's not right. Ikedarim now. Ikedarim. Some say pum. Some say the more the whole new mahalchim. Ikedarim. Some say Amarava. New version. Mitakonosu shel Hillel. Harei zegitech. We can learn the following halacha. Harei zegitech. Hamanas. Now in this version we start off bein midaitai. We're starting off the other way around. In this version, the first level in version B is the conclusion of version A. In version A we had A and B. In version one there was A and B. Now we're starting version 2. Version 2 A is the previous B. We're moving up one notch. So one more time, we get there. Remember, we tell Shul Hillel Harayze. We get there. Notch. Shadili Masayim Zos. Vignas Noloi. Bein Midaitai. Shigil Bein Shbal Karchai. Havi Nesina. Ah, it's a good Nesina. So why? Because Vichi Itzrich Leil Hillel Zakune Shaloi Befanaf. We're just starting over here in version 2 from the second half. Al Befanaf Bein Midaitai Bein Bal Karchai Havi Nesina. Now, he look at the kash now. Now, new kash. Mask if Lara Papa, we tame it, I've seen by Rash, we deal with Bain of the Bain of we die in Balkar Khoi Loi. It's not a Raya. It's not a Raya. Who says it's a Raya? Maybe, like, who says? Maybe even Bifonov, even if the husband is in front of her eyes, he must be willing to accept. Don't bring me a Raya from Hillel. Hillel. The reason when he was misak in the case of Shloi Bifonov, because that's the Hechatimsa. The fellow who bought the bias is out of town. It just happens to be. He's not around. If the guy was around, it could very well be that if you would give him the money, he would say, I don't want to accept your money. He'll be needed to come along and be misakin, that it works. The Hillel, the truth is you don't have to come to the Hillel because that case, the halacha, the Torah allows it. The Torah says that it works. The Torah says that within 1 year you can force the person to sell you back the house. So we don't need Hillel in that case because this is the exception to the rule. Hillel, we only need Hillel to be misakin in this case. It's not a raya. He only needed it to solve a problem in a case where the Balabayis is not around. But it's not relevant to the sugya, a different sugya, which is not part of the Gzeres HaKosov, and it's not part of the situation that's similar to the case of Hillel. And then we talk, do not know what the halacha would be. Maybe the halacha would be when a man says to a woman, I'm divorcing him, I'm on manas. The only way that the get will be chal is when you give me the money, and she comes, brings the money, even though she comes right in front of his face. If he tells her, I'm not going to accept the money, it's not a kosher get. And you're going to have to go find the solution with the person that he should be willing to accept the money willingly in order to trigger the activation of the get. Alright? So that concludes this Gemara. Very simple, straightforward. So, given kashas. Any very deep thoughts there? Yeah.
The kind of hill, was that the entire year or just the last day of the year?
Oh, Gevalg Lukash.
What do you mean the entire year? What
would can he deposit the money?
It says in the Mishnah that this Krumkai took place the last day of the year. This Gemara Lukash. This Krumkai, the people, human nature. Human nature is deadlines. April 15th. April 15th, the post office is packed. What are they waiting for? You have so much time to do your taxes. Why April 15th, 11:59 is the post office packed?
Right.
Human nature. Human nature is you wait for the very last minute. So you wait for the very last minute to buy back your sadeh, to cough up the money to buy back the sadeh. So the guy on the very last day, he takes advantage and he runs away. So Rabbi Shaul is asking what happened. So therefore, along comes Hilmida Takana that on the very last day you come into Bez, don't go to him. Go to the Lishkas Hagozes and deposit the money. And then just send him a text. I put the money in the Beis HaMikdash, go pick it up, and therefore I'm coming with a sledgehammer to break, bang down the door and to move back into my house. Right. To go into my house. Watch out. So Rav Shaul is asking, what about taking the sledgehammer, banging down the door in the
middle
of...
giving the money to the Lishka? So
giving it to the Lishka.
2 days before. Two days before.
Or let's say during Chanukah.
This guy figured, I'll be able for a month before.
Oh, I don't know.
No, you know, that
kind of
him
hill.
But buyer might want to avoid any contact with the seller.
Exactly.
He may be able the whole year.
The article with the halach is in that case. They say. I don't know. Very Lukash. Is it only the last day or is it the entire year? Gaval Lukash. I don't know. It's probably machlekes rishonim. Okay, let's go by to next Mishnah. Call shuhu lifnei menachayma. And now we go to what is called a bias. Now there are batim, we know this, the Gemara is going to discuss now. Rochav Hazayna. Rochav Hazayna. So recently wants to name of all the gerim in Tanakh. And he's going to pick one of those names to name a child. For whatever reason, he wants to name a child by a name that defines the term of a ger tzedek. So I told him the name of Basya, Rus. What else? Basya, Rus. I told some other names. I said, but there's another person. But I don't think it's a good idea. Rochav. I don't think you want to name a child Rochav Hazayna.
Honestly, if he's a boy.
She married Yeshua.
What? No. She married Yeshua. Right. Okay, you ever hear someone by the name of Rochav?
No.
Okay, I don't think so, right? Why not? She's a very fine woman. We only have very children because of her. She gave over the Simon. So Kol Shul Lifnim Nachayma. Now, where did she live? It says Ki Beis Pasuk in Yeshua. Her Beisa was Bechayma Yishaves. So Shaila is, theoretically speaking, if she were to sell her house, does the law of redemption within 1 year apply to a bias that is built into the wall of the city? When it says in the Torah that you can buy back your house, a bias in a bate or a chayma, does that mean the bias must be within the walls?
Or does it allow even
the walls itself? So you learned this Gemara Mamish right before Ashvas Matamos, the breaching of the walls, the chayma, Mamish, Amuz Hashkach brought this, right before the day of Shavas Matamos. Kol shi lifnim min ha-chayma, harayu ki bate or a chayma. Chutz min ha-sadis. Not this. You see, the Mamish need the discussion. Yes. What about the sadis? The fields. What about the sadis? No. A sade has an under the din. A sade does not count. It's not called. It's not called a bias. The sade applies the stechus of the very laws.
Sorry, Rabbi. He doesn't mention. He does discuss it. Okay.
Oh, really? Woo.
I'm interrupting.
And what does he say?
The shuv is reish lamed beis ches. Who's that? The shuv is reish lamed beis ches.
Reish lamed.
Okay, but Lamed in Losh Mishnah by Rambam, Shetakanoso Shel Hillel Hoyser Rak, Kasher Halakeh Hitmin Es Atzmai Biyem HaAcher and Shoshneim Asu Chodesh. Alif Neiim Ze Ein HaMeicher Shel
Avol. Avol, what are you saying? Avol, Avol.
Avol Lif Neiim Ze before the last day.
Yeah.
Ein HaMeicher Shel HaHatol Es HaMois HaPigeon The Lishcha.
Okay.
Vafilu Biyem HaAcher.
If he's present, okay.
He's not hiding. If he didn't, he's
okay,
not
now
able.
Go vayit. I bet he's going to go vayit.
Sorach ha-moich ha-losis ha-moich tafke lekech ve'eni yoche la-tilam lishche.
V'ayin? You don't see the v'ayin somewhere else to say there?
What
are you going to show? Does it say go vayit? Is it just stops right here?
That's it.
So Rambam.
Let's go. It's Reish Lamed Beis Ches.
Okay, so who do you call from? The Rambam man?
Some other.
What does the Ravid say?
whatever. That's it.
The Raivin, you can bet your bottom buck, disagrees.
Anyway, whatever.
Omar Avram. You know why the Raivin was so tough with the Rambam? Rishri Shmimin taught us, because the Raivin was the Zokin Adar. The Raivin was the Zokin. He was the Gadol Hadar. And the Rambam was a youngster. Make believe like a 25-year-old. Not that there was the 25-year-old. But like, all of a sudden, there's this
whippersnapper.
A 25-year-old is saying Chidushim that no one ever heard of before. And the Zokin Hadar, the Raivin, who was recognized as the Gadol Hadar for 50, 60 years, he's dealing with a 25-year-old guy that is saying Chidushim that no one ever heard of. So he writes, the stark, most stark of the shyness. This guy doesn't have a brain in his head. He writes to it over and over. Guy doesn't have this. It's harsh because of the difference of age. I'm willing to bet that the Raivin is chilek on the Rama.
Okay.
The Rama is only the last day you can bet the Raivin is going to sit on Fakert. Weiter. Omar, so if you sell it, what is the halacha? You get with a steachuza, you sell to your friend, it's like a stay mikne, it comes back when yovel. If you makdish it, you buy it back with the rules of the 50 shkolim for chomer base zerach mesarim. Only a bias in a ori chomer. Rabbi Meir Omer, af hasadis. Ah, you hear that? A sode in a walled city has the same din as a bias. Incredible chiddush.
A sode in a walled
city. A sode in a walled. When we learned all along the sugya of a sode yovel and makdish, that only applies to a sode out, not in a walled city, but a sode in a walled city. Luthira b'meiri is a din of a bias. A Torah says boter yochaim alav dafka. Any piece of property within a walled city, miyimos yeshua benun. Next halacha. Bayis habanui b'chayma in the wall itself, machlekes. Rabbi Huda Omer eino kibati arichayma. It does not have the status. Lemela, that's regular rules, which basically there's no rules. Basically, it's sold for good. There's no redemption. If you sell a bayis in a city that's not a walled city, you lose it forever. There's no
yovel. What's about the land underneath?
Also, we discussed that. Right of tread, we discussed that. Okay, that's a separate suya. So let's learn for the moment speaking that the land you do own. And basically has to pay rental fee for the right of trespass. The right to be stepping on that land. Let's assume that to be correct for the moment. Maybe not. Maybe when you have a bias, the law of bias automatically gives you the karka as well. If you build a structure upon the earth, on what used to be your achuza, part of selling the bias, you're also selling the lot. You're also selling the land. I don't know the answer. It's probably machlokes rishonim, right? So I don't know the answer. Let's see. Rabbi Yehuda says ein kibbutz erichayim. It's not Rabbi Shimon. It's not machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says ein kibbutz erichayim. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says koisel hachitza. It's not so. He chaymasa. It's not so. That a wall is thick. A wall. There are many layers of stones. So the most outer layer is the koisel of the bayis that's built in the erichayim. Mimela, yes. Yes, it does this. If you sell it, you can buy it as the regular rules of a bais and the bater yochayma. Torah bottom, bais. State in the Torah, the laws of bater yochayma. It says the word bais. Ein liel, and according to the Madim, this applies to a son as well. Ein liel, a bais. Man, the rabbis, bate, badim, u bate, merotzais. A tannery shop. Badim, bate, badim. What a bate, badim?
Shemen.
Shemen, oil. Okay, oil press. And a bate, merotzais. An oil press. When they produce oils, they produce oil and a base of merchats, umigdalois, towers, vishayvach, and chicken coops, ubayrois, round pits, vishichin, rectangular pits, umaros, caves, has a covering on top. How do you know all of these things have the same status of a bayis? I want to the pasuk, asher bu'ir. These words are superfluous. Asher bu'ir, to be marbe, all the yachloshani, marbe af hasodois, tamulay mar bayis. To teach you, Divrei Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir says, no bias, only a bias. Minayin l'rabbis bote badim, olive press, olive, whatever this, some type of building you have that produces olives. Bote mechatzos, the bethas, m'dolois, v'shevachin, u'boros, shichlim, oros, afilu sadois. Tamuloy mar, asher bu'ir. Oh, v'yelo hoksiv bias. Amnav chista, amnav ketina, cholsis u'mitzula, ika b'nayo. Cholsis is one is sand and one is rocks. Okay, cholsis is rocks. rocky land. You have a piece of land. There's no structure, but it's rock. Rock hard. You can't plant upon it. Umitsula, sand. You have a piece of land along the seashore. In the city that has in this, well, even no, I'm not in, along the seashore. You have a walled city, and the land is sand. The land is, so you can't plant in sand. Nothing grows in sand. Ika binayu. So what's going to be the nafkamina between the two? So Rashi explains. Does Rashi explain over here? Yes, Rashi explains. Ika binayu. See, if not for the Rashi, you'd see just the opposite. Ika binayu. The sada is mamish loikamer meir. Rabbi Meir said what? A sode. Only a sode is going to be included. And he was the one in the Mishnah that says, in our Mishnah, what a mayor says, af hasodes. He said sode. The sode is mamish loikamar mayor, tobayis ksivbe, el cholsois umitsula kamarabe, the damu labayis, the labnez rininu, or uyin labinabayis. So he's saying, even Rabbi Meir, that said, bias. If we go back to the Mishnah for one moment, the Mishnah says, "Kol shulufim nachem alishim v'gotei rechaima, chutz min hasadois. Sadois are not included, but what is included? But what? That's what the Tanna says. Chutz min hasadois. Rabbi Meir says, af hasadois. Sadois are included in the law. So Rashi is a tremendous chiddush." The sodas mamish loy kamer meir the chabayis ksibe el cholsis umitzulo ka mar kam rabe the damu labayis labnez rinin uin labin bayis cholsis little mshamavonim umitzul little bram mechol. So he's saying mamish ikor choser min hasefer. According to the way Rashi the Mishnah and the Gemara, when the mayor in the Mishnah said that if you sell. Of a sode in a bati or a chayma, it has all of the laws that you can buy back within 1 year. It doesn't mean mamish a planting field. It means chulsis umitsula. That's the type of sode that their mayor holds. You can force the buyer to give it back to you within a year. But if you mamish a field, a real field that you plant vegetables, that you plant in grain, you cannot buy back. That has the regular standard rules of a steachuza. Oh, but it says in the Mishnah the word sadois, it can't mean a regular sada. Because since the Torah did say the word bias, the Torah clearly indicates that the word bias comes to contrast this type of structure, kineged, a field that you plant. So a mayor cannot possibly go against what it says in the Torah. The only time the rule applies is to a bayis and not into a field. Oh, but there's a ribui, and the ribui is coming to be marbe. Oh, it's coming to be marbe, something in between. There is no structure, but the earth is not suitable for planting. But a sodeh mamish, even if a mayor has to agree, it does not follow the rules of Bot Erichayma. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? No. Rabbi Yehuda says it must be a structure. If it's not a structure, it's an open area. Even though it's sand or it's stone, this does not follow the rule of Bate Ore Chayma. That's how the Gemara's Maskana comes out, the way according to Rashi explains in the Gemara. If not for this Rashi, likely it's just the opposite, but let's not go there for now. Vaita. So therefore, you know, Vatanya Benichusa. Vatanya, we learned the Braisa Benichusa to support this theme, this idea. Cholsis umitsula, if you have a land that is hard like a rock, umitsula is full of sand, Rabbi Meir says kibbutim has the status of botim. And Rabbi Yehuda says kisadais, Rabbi Meir says has the status of botim, Rabbi Yehuda has the status of sadas, and therefore, according to a mayor, you can force the buyer to give it back to you within the year. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot. Next, bias. According to a mayor, you can force the buyer to give it back to you within a year. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a status of steachuza.
So
steachuza
can be paid there when?
Never. It goes back to do nothing. It goes back when it comes yellow, it goes back to you for free. A steachuza comes so back to you.
He cannot be paid at all. We learned the steachuza.
You have to wait two years.
2 years. Okay.
Right, 2 years. And over here, you can be paid immediately. All the halachas, the different halachas, fine. Next, Bayis Aboni Bechayim.
Both the Arichaim also 2 years.
No, no, no.
What did we say?
1 year.
1 year.
1 year. You must buy it back.
1 year. 1 year.
You already finished buying it back by the time you first can begin to buy back the other side.
Do or die. If you leave it,
you have only 1 year. You're done. Ste'achuzo. You can't even begin to buy back for 2 years.
But you also have the potential that someone else can come. To be paid to stay a chuzah.
Correct. That's another halacha.
You don't have that brother Yechaim, and nobody else can come in that year.
Well, the first 2 years, right.
Nobody else can come.
Right. Okay. That's. Well, you know, you can buy back from that person if someone knows. Brother Yechaim, no. We learned yesterday. No, we learned the Gemara yesterday. Yes, but he goes back to you. But you can force him to get back to you as well. The Gemara, we didn't get up to that part in Daf yesterday. Is that what? Is there an extension on the year? We did. We just started. When the person, if you sell your house to someone,
we said there is no extension.
So we said there was
the year goes from the first guy.
From the first guy. All right. So the Gemara, there was a whole discussion in the Gemara, about that, but okay, let's go weiter. Next sugi, okay? So therefore this is the maskana. Now we go to the next sugi. Next sugi here is Bais Abonim Yisrael B'chayma. Bais Abonim B'chayma, Rabbi Yudu says, Inika B'chayma, Yochayma, Ana B'yachanam Shnei Mikra Chadosh, they built Tashim one pasta, the Machlaikis, the Bais, it's built in the wall of the city, it's called the Bais, there's a status of Yochayma, Machlaikis. They all come from the Roch of Hazayna. It says Vatoidem Bechevel with a rope, Ba'ar HaChalayin. She lowered them with a rope, Ba'ar HaChalayin through the window. Ki Veisa, her home, Bekir HaChayma. Her bias was in the wall of the Chayma. Notice there are two words. Kir means a wall. Chayma means also a wall. Okay, so what's the repetition?
Uva Chayma. Mm-hmm.
Chayma is a city wall, and the Kir is a regular wall. Ki Beisa, her home was Bekir in the wall of HaChayma. Okay, it's this poetic repetition. Uvachoyma he Yosheva. She lived in the wall. She was a woman of the wall in the truest sense of the word. This is up your alley. This is like the pun of puns. This is the pun of puns.
I was waiting for you.
Okay, but uvachoyma he Yosheva. She lived in the wall. So Yosheva Savar kif shote kipashte. Well, kif shote dekra. I have here kif shate dekra, my nikud, yeah? Kif shate dekra, with Prushal Maker, where Yehuda in our Mishnah, he said, it's not called Bati Arichayma. Because why? I'm sorry, all the way around. Shimon says, Kaisalachitzen hi chaisamba. She has a wall. She lived in the wall. So she has a wall. What's the problem? She lives in the city. And there's an outer wall surrounding her house. Just because her house is rooted in the wall, so what? Rabbi Shimon said, "Kipasha dekra." She has a wall. So, therefore, if she were to have sold her house, then she would get it back. She would have a right to buy it back within 1 year. Rabbi Huda Savano, Bachoyma Hiyosheves V'loy Beir Chaima. He makes a diuk. His diuk is she lives in the wall, but not in the city. He says he makes an extra diak in order to say that she does not have the din of living in the city. What does Rashi over here say? Rashi, kifshate dekra, the chazinan the beisa b'seicha choyim. It's inside the wall. V'ka amar b'choyim hi yoshaves koloimar. Whenever Rashi koloimar a stop sign be ir choyim hi yoshaves. It's if the pasuk says she lives in the city that's inside the wall. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says no. Take the words literally. You're adding a word into the pasuk. You're extrapolating. You're going too far, and you read it literally. She lives in the wall. She does not live in the city. In order to qualify for the halacha, you have to live in the city, not in the wall. Mesnisa, ir shegagoy secha choymasa new halacha. Let's say there is no real wall. They are brownstones. Is that what they're called? All connected. Go down the block, a whole block of brownstones are all connected. Therefore, that's called a wall. So is that halachically called a wall? Or do we say the roof? The roof, I'm not a good example, but the roof of the people, that becomes an artificial wall. What is the halach? You have to build the wall, l'shem, l'shma. You build the wall for the sake of the wall. Or no, it just so happens that they did construction. There's so many homes that are close together. So in the middle we have a wall because of all the roofs. Ir shegagoy secha chaymasa. That's one halacha. Another halacha. V'she'ena mukefes chayma mimos Yoshua ben Nun. The wall was put up much later. Eina kivatei ori chayma. The halacha does not apply. The ein the eluhein bati ori chayma. What are the bati ori chayma? Another halacha. What is called the chayma? Shalosh chatzeray shel shnei batim mukaf ischem imos Yeshua benon. There's other conditions. Number one, it's not just enough to have a wall around the location. If you have a wall around one home, that's not does not qualify. You have to have at least three courtyards. At least three courtyards. And each of the three courtyards must have at least two batim.
Is there
a custom? I don't know. Shalosh chatzeros, shel shnei batim. So that's basically six. Okay, at least six homes. Mukav eschayma. And these three courtyards, which each one has two homes, is surrounded by a wall from when? Mimos Yoshua bin Nun.
It has to have a shame ear, apparently. What? It has to have a shame ear.
Shame ear. And what's called a shame ear? At least three courtyards, and each courtyard has two homes, and there's a separate wall, and we have examples. Going, for example, Katsura, Hayishan Shel Tzipore. Do we know that it is today? I don't think so. It seems that near Tzipore, in time of the mission, there was a city called Katsura. Today, we only know, today even Yerushalayim didn't have a wall. Yerushalayim didn't have a wall. Yeah, that's the Gemara Masechta Megillah. The only reason why Yerushalayim they lay in Megillah on the 15th day is because of Kvoida Shel Yerushalayim. Okay, you want to talk about the Yom Yerushalayim. There's only one Yom Yerushalayim, and that's Purim. Because when they Kvoida Shel Yerushalayim, even though it didn't have a wall, Miyos Yeshua Ben Nun, we lay in the Megillah. So Miyos Yeshua Ben Nun, we're going Katsura HaYishana Shel Tzipayrei, the Chakra Shel Gush Cholav. Oh, wait, let's go back. Yerushalayim, I'm all confused now. Really, I made a mistake. I did have a wall. Now, even though it had a wall, I'm just getting confused. The laws do not apply to Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that even though Yerushalayim did have a wall, Mimos Yeshua Benun, and that's why we make that calculation. Let's take a step back. Purim. Really, the takana should be that you lay in the Megillah on day 15 any city that had a wall in the time of Achashverosh. The miracle took place. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Shu Achashverosh. So any city that had a wall from the time of Achashverosh, that should be the guiding factor. What would be the problem? The problem is that when Achashverosh, the miracle happened, Yerushalayim did not have a wall. The walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed on Shavuos B'Tammuz. So in the time of Achashverosh, which was approximately 52 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon, there was no wall around Yerushalayim. So if we would make the miracle of the Megillah, it would be a bezoyin. How can it be that in Shushan Habira, they're laying the Megillah on day 15, and in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, they're laying the Megillah on day 14? It would be a disgrace.
But why does it have to do with the walled city?
Why? Because it says in the Megillah. Because the people that are in the walled city, the people that were in Shushan, I don't know, you may be confused with the facts. Let's put that aside. Okay, let's get through this. When the miracle happened in Shushan Habira, so why did they not institute that the miracle should be all the cities that had walls from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, from the time of Achashverosh? The answer is it would have been a disgrace for Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, because these cities would be laying on day 15 and Yerushalayim. And Mela, they went back to the time of Yeshua ben Nun, when Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh did have a wall, and Shushan had, but the problem then is, but Shushan did not have a wall. Think about it, it's very, very funny. The takana was, what's talking about halacha? It's not so pashut. They went back from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. It's called Shushan Purim. In Shushan, did they celebrate?
Why do you think they didn't have a wall?
Not Amistad, they had a wall. Time Yeshua ben Nun. Not Amistad. It's not Amistad, they had a wall. Time Yeshua ben Nun. It was much, much later. So it's very interesting. We call it Shushan Purim. But in Shushan itself, they did not celebrate Purim on day 15, but on day 14. Isn't that amazing?
Is that a fact?
I think it's machlokes. It's always a good word to use when you're not sure about something. Say, you just make it up. It's machlokes. If someone you can't find the other, so just say, go Lakari. I'm telling you, there's another Rishon. Just go to the Vatican, you'll find another Rishon, and they'll say that the other way. But think about it. Isn't that an amazing fact? Mm-hmm. It would have been a bazillion to celebrate Purim on day 15 in Shushan Habira and Yerushalayim on day 14. So they went back to the time of Yeshua ben Nun. By going back to the time of Yeshua ben Nun, then Shushan Habira is disqualified. They land there on the day 14. How you talking in such a thing? I think that's how it comes out. Isn't that a tremendous kiddush? Now, so in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, Yerushalayim did have a wall. But guess what? even though it had a wall time of Yeshua ben Nun, if you sell a bias in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, the laws of Bati or Yechaimah do not apply. See, it's always an exception to the exception of the exception. Let's see, the Gemara talks about it. Let's see. Here, so over here we have all these, what's called the Sisters of Three Chatzera, Shal Shnei Batim, Mukavas, Chaimah, Mosh, Shal Benun. Keep going. Katsra, Hayeshana, Shal Tzi Pairi. Near Tzi Pairi, the city, there was a thing called Katsra. It's the name of a city, Katsra, Shem, Ir Katana, Shemichus, Tzi Pairi. It had at least three Chatzerais and at least two Batim. To those six batim, did it apply the law of selling? It's very, very funny. How many batim in the whole Torah? You have this whole parsha. You have these many daf gemara, and how many batim are there that actually this law applies to? Today, I don't think anything. Today, there are no cities left. These cities don't exist. They don't exist, these cities today. They're gone. They're long gone. So even when the Mishnah was writing these halachas, the Mishnah was writing it for what? For six batim. Well, I shouldn't say, because we don't know how big Katsha was. Right? We don't know how big Katsha was. Okay. The Chakra Shal Gush. I told you 10 times. Yushlaim is an exception. We don't apply the rules. The Chakra Shal Gush Chalav. Okay, there's another thing called Chakra of Gush Chalav. You know what that is?
Gush Chalav?
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the name of a city. There's a Chakra, it's the name of a city, of a region. There's a region called Gush Cholov. The Yoytvas, Hayishana, you know what that is? Another place. The Gamla. Gamla is a city. Ugdoid. The Chodid. The Oy Noi. With a Cholom. I have my one. A Cholom. The Oy Noi. Okay. The Yerushalayim. Oh, here Ataka says Yerushalayim. We're going to see in the Gemara in a few moments. It's a disagreement about that. The Chain Kayoytse Bohen. Tanabonan. Choyma. Now we're going back to this mission of going back to the law of the gagos. It says the word chayma v'loy shur igar. Igar means a gag. It's a fancy word for she gagos secha chayma sa. Igar means the roofs. It says saviv prat l'tveria. Why she yamo chayma sa in Tveria? The yam. It's along the seashore, and it does not have a wall. There are four holy cities in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal. What are the four holy cities? Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Chevron, Tzvas, and Tveria. These are the four holy cities of Eretz Yisrael. Four holy cities. Yerushalayim, no. Bnei Brak is not a holy city. Only four holy cities. Okay?
People would argue.
Lam Dutam Bnei Brak. It's not a holy... What?
Lakewood.
That's only four holy cities. Lakewood, Yer HaKodesh. And Makaris for this. Well, there's a wide Afra. What's the chilah between the four holy cities? Yerushalayim is a wall around all four sides. Chevron,
the
others. What?
The
others. Are there walls in Chevron? Chevron has no wall altogether. There's no wall in Chevron. Tveria has a wall, but one of its walls is, it's not completely one of the walls, the Yam. And Sefas, I remember this whole drasha. A chilek to understand the significance of walls, because tomorrow is the big day, Shabbos is the big day, is Shavasa B'Tamas. Shavasa B'Tamas is all about walls. The day when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. Vaita. It says loy mit a vav, and I read it with an aleph. Avapisha ain loy achshav, behoy loy koidem lochain. It says loy mit a vav, but we read it with an aleph. So when you're about Kriya Shlemi, how do you read the word? Asher loy, how do you pronounce a loy mit a vav, and how do you pronounce a loy mit an aleph?
Same way?
Then you're not a good about Kriya.
Question.
Okay, there's a chilik between pronouncing
let's say it
loy mit a vav and loy mit an aleph. It's a longer sound, low. Verse low. Hear the difference? Low. And let's take out the yuds. Okay, the yeshiva should. Let's talk the real way. Low. L O W. No. Yes, it's yeshivish. Yeshivish. L-O-W.
L-O-W is yeshivish?
They say with the yud?
No.
Loy is yeshivish. Loy. Okay, that's the way.
Loy.
You learn in yeshiva, you have to say loy. Loy. They want, that's what they have. You have to satisfy the customer. Down in Yom Gishol, you can do it the way you want. So you say low. Low. So, loy mit avav, it's a longer, the end is longer. Low.
Lower.
No, it's longer. Low. Low. Loimit an Aleph is shorter, low, low. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds no. like you're talking into a microphone, testing it.
Testing, testing.
Yeah.
Okay, in any event, okay, so Asher Lo Chayma, in the Torah, it's spelled with a Vav, and we read it with, I'm sorry,
it's
spelled with a Vav Aleph. Yes, how it's spelled?
What
does it say? No, it doesn't spell with a Vav. No, it does? Asher, so it's
Asher Lo Yichayma, Lamed Vav Aleph.
Lamed Vav Aleph. How does it say in the Torah? Ksiv, no, it's not so.
No?
Read the side of the Gemara, it's not so.
It says Ibid.
Asher be Asher Lo Choma, Ksiv, Lamed Vav Aleph. No, it says in the Torah, HaKadosha, Lamed Aleph. It
says. Where is this written? Can we look it up?
Yes. It's written in Parashas Matas and Masse. It's written over here in Vayikra Chof. No, it can't, Bukhu Kosai. Vayikra Chof Hei Lamed. Vayikra Chof Hei Chof Hei Aleph. Lamed. Chof Hei Lamed. Chof Hei Lamed. In the Torah, it is spelled Lamed Aleph. But it is pronounced Lamed Vav.
Here it says Queen Exiv. Loi.
It says that the article
have Lamed Aleph.
Right.
And it's pronounced Lamed Vav.
Lamed Vav. It's a different pronunciation. You have to know how to pronounce the word. So the Gemara makes a drasha. That's the drasha. To make the drasha, even though it does not have it now, it does not have the wool now, but once upon a time it did have it. So therefore it's loy not now, but once upon a time, that's also, if there's a bias there, you also, the same rules apply. So you have to have a mitzvah exactly when and how to bias. Next halach. Where are these locations? This is a very critical Gemara. This Gemara is telling us history. Gamla is Begalil, Megalil. Okay, that's up north, correct? Megalil is up north?
Yes.
Okay. Ugidoid be'ever hayarden. The other side of the Yarden, in Jordan somewhere today, probably. The Chadid, the Ono, B'Yushalayim, B'Yehuda, and Yehuda. My Kamar. What's the purpose? Rashi over here says, V'chi ein ir mukefes chayma b'galil ela gamla. Why are you specifying these cities? Are these the only cities? Not Mestaver. Mestaver, there are more cities than we know where they are. So my Kamar, and for the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Kamar, ad gamla b'galil. It means ad. In other words, ad gedoy b'ev ha'yardin, the Chadid ve'Oynoi v'Yushlaim b'Yehuda means at it's a geographical location, a breakpoint. Let's see, you know, you're starting in the center. You're starting off in the center. Go north, my child. Go north. And when you reach Gamla Atkan, even though any walled city you find until that point, you can be certain at the wall until Yeshua Benun. If you go further north, up into Lebanon, and you discover there are more walled cities, those walled cities came about after Yeshua ben Nun. We have a Masor that at Gamla, all of the cities that we find today that had walls, in time of the mission at least, they were there at Gamla. If you're starting in the center and you're going up, when you reach that point, that's it. Nothing more than that. Likewise, going down until
those places don't have a halacha of a walled city.
Exactly, because this, even though there's a wall now, they don't have the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Rashi, kol ha-yarosh ha-galil ad Gamla, hoyu! But if you find the city above that geographical location going up north, then you cannot assume it had a wall most Yeshua. But the rules don't apply. Likewise, when you're going to go east to the Eva Hayarden, you have to know where to stop. And when you're going to go south, you have to know where to stop. Vaita. Next. Rav Amar Gamla Begalil Afuke Gamla. No, that's not the Pshat. He disagrees fundamentally. You can go Vaita. Go even more north. Go all the way up to the North Pole. I mean, you haven't been there. It's so, of course. Only part there. So you go north. Oh, what's Gamla? There's more than one Gamla. There's a Gamla in the Galil, and there's a Gamla somewhere else. Gamla in the Galil, Lafuke Gamla, the Sharatzais. Gidoid. Now, what do you mean by Sharatzais? What would be the other Sharatzais of the Aver Hayarden and in Yehuda? Okay, there are other Gamlas. A Sharatzais here means other sections of Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about Chusaretz. Next. Gidoid be'eva hayarden, lafu gidoid b'shar otzos. Enoch, the law ika chav Enoch, the other ones, the law ika dich vasayu lo itzrich lei. And that's why all the other cities, they're only one of a kind. The reason why the Mishnah is specifying these is because these that had their multiple cities that had the same name all over Eretz Yisrael. So if we have to specify, not all of those cities had walls, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. We have to specify these, and we know it refers to Galil and Yehuda in order to clarify. Frak the Gemara, we mentioned over here in past that Yushalayim is one of those cities. Yushalayim, mi chalat bo. is Yerushalayim really going to be released? For example, the Raisa, so the Rambam of Yerushalayim, they attend halachas. Number one of them is Ein Habayis Cholubo. There's no, the laws do not apply. Why
even
not?
Even after a year, you
can still be pited. Oh, no, let's see Rashi. Mishum Lakoine Oysol Lidoy Roysof. Because Savala Nishalkal Yerushalayim Leshvat Man Uman Kom Machni Le. No, it's because you can be pited, in other words, no, there's no pink period. Not even in the first year. Pum Fakarat. You can't, if you sell it, you sell a bias. First of all, you don't even have it, it's not even yours to sell. Pum Fakarat. It's not even yours to sell, it's not even chal the transaction. The machlekes the gemara was Yerushalayim nischalkel l'shvatav. It was a divide among the shvatim. So this man that holds that Yerushalayim was therefore its public property. You're not the bottom of us.
Everybody.
It's not you're not private property. It's public property. That's why when it comes to Oyle Regalim, the Oyle Regalim, when they came, they can just move in. They knock on the door and they say, we're moving in, we're getting civil because it's not your property anyway. Okay, this was parasha that Bilam tried to curse a nation that's observant of the Shalosh Regalim. What's the show? Everyone comes to you, Shalim. What's Shoshu Golem? They just move into your house. Mika Amcha Yisrael that lets someone move into their house. Well, it's not really theirs. You have Bambamish public property. Asada Devam Nem Yishlaim, Be'in Abayis Cholikva, Omar Biyach, we have a Kasha. So we have a Stira. So we have over here a Stira between the two. One place it says that it's Mashal is in of Cholot. And over here, it's not just not. The way it's kasha, I'm going to look at your slime, the bekev shem, the shem, the loik your slime, the gilu shlime, in a bias choluba, the il hocha bias choluba. It's not a kasha. We're just using Yerushalayim as a reference point to describe what it means to sit at a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. But halacha lemaister, Yerushalayim is an exception. It's not going to apply. That's all it means. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Lav Amrav Yosef Trey Kedesh Havu Chachinami Trey Chaflevo Fellow. What it says here in this Gemara. This Gemara is something which many people don't want to know about. There are two Yerushalayims.
New Jerusalem and Old.
It's amazing what it says over here. Two Yerushalayims Havu. What in the world does that mean? Where? We never have a record of two Yerushalayims. What does that mean? So our Yerushalayim is that. That's obviously that's the old Yerushalayim. What does Rashi say? This Gemara is such a chiddush. You've never heard such a thing before to say such a thing. It's amazing. Ever heard of another Yerushalayim? We have on a record somewhere. There's another Yerushalayim?
Located in the Galilee or Transjordan.
Okay, there's two Yerushalayims. Unbelievable. Tanya. Amar Yishmael Rabbi Yaisi Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu. Why these? Shekisha'olu B'nei Hagoyle Matsu Elu B'kidshom. It's because when the Bayashani, when they found these and they sanctified them, the kiddushim avul rishonis ba'alu mishabalu kiddush haaretz kasavar kiddusha rishon kiddush l'shaita v'loy kiddusha l'yaslava. In other words, that these cities in the Chanami, these are the only cities that have sanctity. Even though there are more cities that had walls at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and the walls are still standing, doesn't even make a difference. They in Echanami do not, the laws do not apply because they were now really sanctified. When the land was destroyed, was bottled, everything was bottled, and they were now re-sanctified. It says when they conquered each other, there were 60 cities that were fortified. So therefore, you see, the how can you only say over here, give a handful of five cities. It says over here, there were 60 cities. It says, they sanctified them. Ela minu'um. It doesn't mean they sanctified them. It means they counted them. It doesn't literally mean they sanctified. V'loy el bovad, ela kol shetalucha m'sarris v'yadoch v'yavsecha shab mukev v'schayim v'yavsecha shab binun kol mitzvah halalus nohag v'atspo v'mneshe gedushu v'shengit v'shayta v'kitsha liyasa lovay. So therefore in Echanami, when it says over here these six cities, just because these six cities they identified. But in Echanami, these were easy to identify, but there are many, many more cities that are not so easy to identify. And once you can identify them, then of course the laws of Baruchan will apply to them as well. All right.
Learning tomorrow where Eric comes to?
Shabbos?
33,
34? Yeah, we'll learn one more day. Okay? We'll learn from Latav Lama Gimel on Shabbos.
We're lagging, but we're lagging.
What?
We're lagging.
Lagging?
Lagging.
Lagging? No, we're not. When is Shabbat? When is the first? That's Sunday. Sunday is the first day.